Hello, you're listening to Six Music with me, Ross O'Howard, and my friend Joel Richardson.
Hello.
How are you? Very well indeed. Text us in 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with anything you'd like to know to start off the beginning of the show. Now, we should probably start off with an apology, shouldn't we, John?
Oh, yeah.
There's been lots of lies in the world of the BBC. Should we tell them the truth?
About?
There is no John Richardson.
Yeah.
John Richardson, for the past 8 months now, has been played by a little lady from Runcorn called Agnes.
Yeah.
So, this is the real John Richardson for the first time, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Happy guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
What, do you like trampolines?
Yeah.
See?
Fluff.
Fluffy.
I love fluff.
You love fluff?
Chips.
Exactly. Fluff and chips. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you're fairly bored with all the same kind of turgid stories that are coming out about the competition. We're going to do the competition this week in defiance, aren't we, John?
Yeah.
But we have to tell you that there are no prizes and there's nothing you can win, but you get to play against John.
2-1 up in the series at the moment.
2-1 up in the series, that's a fair point. But
let's not have any of these rubbish listeners we've had in the last 2 weeks. I need pushing, people.
What are you talking about? He was great last week.
He's a lovely guy, but he didn't push me, did he? I battered him.
No, you didn't. Was last week the guy that did the ironing?
Yeah, he was a lovely guy.
He was my favourite, which is, slightly horrible, but I really liked him.
All right, we'll get him back on again. 3-1 up before you can even stay.
What was his name again?
Ted.
Ted the Mystery Ironer. If you're, he could come
Richard?
On something like
began
that.
With an R.
We could do this all morning. Was yeah. it?
Let's not, though.
Rory? Was it Rory? I don't know. But anyways, yeah, text us 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk. If you'd like to play the news quiz, that'll be at sort of, 10:40.
I bet you couldn't name men's names for 20 seconds that start with R.
Yeah, good.
Go on, starting from now.
What a challenge to lay down. Ready?
Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah.
Rory.
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Ron.
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
No.
Yeah, you're allowed that.
All right, 10 seconds, go
Rudy. Rick. Rick, what, Rick?
Go on.
Richard.
We had Richard.
Rupert.
Yeah. Well, that's 20 seconds, but we've had a lot of and the name Rumpelstiltskin,
oh, I didn't
which
know we were
proves
playing,
my point.
I didn't know we were playing just a minute. all right, I'll hit you straight back with why.
I don't know. I just felt like it.
Right, why? You've got 20 seconds. And why is unfair? Okay, T, 20 seconds. Go.
Men's names.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yep.
Ted. Tim. Toby. Trevor.
Don't you help him.
Terrence.
If you're listening, you've just joined in, you're listening to Six Music. It's been a very old start.
Tank.
You're not having Tank.
Yeah, although, my Uncle Tank.
Your Uncle Tank?
Yeah. We call him Tank.
Well, you've lost the game. Is that all you've got?
No, I've got more. I just not pursuing this farce any longer.
You've lost. I once got woken up on a holiday in Magaluf by a girl called Tank. She
sounds nice.
It was really weird. We were staying there on holiday, and this girl broke in. She was one of those kind of like, she was a club rep or something, and she broke into our flat, jumped on me, and I was sort of just led there staring at her, and she went, "I'm Tank!" And I went, "Oh, great, excellent.
I'm tired."
Yeah, but then she went, "Yeah, I'm called Tank because my dad works in the army." And I very wittily said, "Well, thank goodness your father doesn't work in the sewage industry. Now get off me." And she did. Very odd morning. Anyways, that was the first of many games doubtless we'll play for.
Yeah, it starts now.
And I won, so that's quite cool.
No, you didn't. You do this every week. Whatever game we play, you just decide you've won it.
Oh, I got more names than you.
Well, you probably didn't, actually. You just took longer to say them, because you said after every one twice.
John's got an email.
Yeah.
What does it say, John?
Well, it starts with whoops.
Stop rustling it, mate.
I'm professional. That was you, wasn't it?
People
tell
don't
the
know
listeners
that.
It was you.
I'm lying. That's what the BBC does, John.
Oh, honestly. Stinks of satire in here.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You may remember a few weeks ago.
I do!
I can't. I was ratted.
Oh, that was quite funny. John sent me a text yesterday that went something along the lines of, "I've been in my car for 5 hours now and I'm now at home. I've never travelled further than 10 miles away from my home. The good news is I'm now at my home. The bad news is I am drinking again."
Yeah.
And that was at about 1 in the morning.
The drinking has recommenced with a lovely bottle of Casillero del Diablo.
Oh,
smashing. 2004 Rioja. Very nice. I only had half of it, though, and I bought myself some new Cock Crystal wine goblets as well as a little treat.
What, whilst you were drunk?
No, I went shopping to buy clothes, but then I couldn't go in any clothes shops because there were young people with trendy haircuts playing rap music, so I just went and had a look around the homewares department and bought myself some crystal goblets and a new milk pan.
A milk pan? What's a milk pan?
It's just a heavy-based non-stick pan, but quite a small one, but I'm going to use it to caramelise sugar in for when I make my...
Did you say that out loud to the person?
What?
I shall use this to caramelise sugar.
No, I didn't say anything. Because they don't, I'm, you know, they assume I'm in there to make mischief.
No, they don't.
Because I had my Screw Society t-shirt on.
No, you didn't.
And my rings.
You didn't wear any of those things. No. You've probably got a card.
I had my chef's whites on.
Have you got a card?
I am a card.
A loyalty
card? I've been told. No, no, it was a one I've never been there before, Swindon Outlet Centre.
Oh, you just went in. You've just fancied wandering.
Yeah, big homewares department.
Oh. Good news from Swindon.
It's all happening in Swindon.
Yeah. Oh, it was all happening in Swindon this week.
It was, yeah.
Rain everywhere.
I know.
I couldn't get to the gig in Portsmouth, which I had put tickets on the door for Megan off the show ages ago.
Yeah.
And I never turned up, so I apologise.
He's very sorry. But although I saw him in Membry service stations having a sneaky cappuccino.
I didn't have a cappuccino. No, I undercut you and flacked you the finger, didn't I?
Yeah, it was really weird. Me and John were talking on the phone. You know, I don't know if you ever had that happen, when you're talking to your mate on the phone and then they drive past.
Look left!
Yeah, he goes, look left! And I turn left and there's just this massive curly hair and flipping me the biggest bird I'd ever seen. And then just go, love to your mother, something sucker. And then I went, oh, right. But it looked as your car was driving away, because you were having a go at me, because I was, you know, I was on the
You
phone.
Were on your mobile.
I was on my
on
mobile.
On the motorway, weren't you?
And it looks like John's car was telling me off. It was really funny, like a really pernickety transformer. I can't believe you had your bloody phone. I should just pull over here. Diddly-diddly-doo, diddly-diddly-dee. Anyways, what does the email say?
Whoop, it starts with.
Are we supposed to whoop?
I don't know.
Let's do
it. No, I think they've whooped.
All right.
Instead of hello. John from Nuneaton. I've never spoken to anyone from Nuneaton. It's my comedy place name. When I'm scrabbling for a place name that I think will get a laugh, I tend to pick Nuneaton. Or Chelmsford. It's quite funny.
Newton Abbott.
You may remember a few weeks ago I told you about me and my friend and I. We had a 1 hour drive to see the gates of Monkey Forest, which were flooded out. Well, we returned on Wednesday in high summer weather to see very dry monkeys. It's great, you must go. Best way to spend £5.50. Look at the picture to see how close you can get. Oh, look, and there he is, look.
There's a lovely
John
picture
from Nuneaton by a monkey.
Okay.
Oh, it's gone off.
That's very nice. I can.
Oh, the whole studio shut down.
No, that's. Oh, he's very close.
They're cracking monkeys.
That was.
Barbary macaques.
That was taken on Wednesday. It's a beautiful sight. Unfortunately, now it's Sunday, and all the monkeys have drowned. We've had a text in. Because early on in the show, you
were guessing men's names starting with R, and forgot Rufus and Russell.
Yeah, my own name, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little bit naive. But we've just had an email in, a full-on email. I cancelled a gig on Monday, and apparently somebody came down from Newcastle to see the gig in London. So I can only apologise. I genuinely feel really bad, and I don't know what to say. Help me, John. That song was called Secret Sunday Lover. Could be a song about you and me, then.
How so?
Well, because we only really hang out on Sundays. And it's a little bit of a secret,
isn't it? Whose fault is that?
Oh, don't start. Jesus Christ.
Got that tent outside your house. Complete waste. That's washed away. Now I'm just sleeping in the street.
Well, is your house all right?
He'll turn up on a Tuesday. Of course he will. No.
Is your
house all right? My garden flooded. But apart from that, it's all right.
That's probably quite good for the...
The worst thing.
What was the worst?
Well, I hoped...
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
I hoped that the rain would drown all the... grasshoppers. I've got grasshoppers in my garden.
What an evil and creepy thing to wish.
Well, I need to mow my lawn, but I can't because they sound like rattlesnakes and I keep having to run indoors because I'm scared. I was chatting with my neighbour the other day. He had frogs in his garden. Now, I tell you now, if I come across a frog, I am going to scream.
Yep.
I'm scared of frogs. I'm scared of everything that isn't me. And that includes frogs. Yeah. Anything you can't reason with, I'm scared of.
So hang on a minute. You were... Whilst the rain was coming down, there was a little bit of you going...
Rain was coming down, oh yeah.
So the rain was rattling down and you were sat there with an old ukulele singing a song about how you wanted the grasshoppers to die. Grasshoppers gonna die in the rain today. Why are you having a chat with your neighbours about frogs? How old's your neighbour?
I'll take the mickey out of the frog or maybe I'll rib it. It was just before the rain started. I had to go and get my rake out of my shed.
So hang on a minute, let's get the chronology right here. Before the rain started, you were hoping that rain would come down.
No, I'd done a little bit of streaming on the borders, and I needed to go and get my rake, but I couldn't get my rake out of my shed because I had to walk across my lawn, which is full of grasshoppers.
Right.
I didn't want a grasshopper getting on me, so I had to run really fast to my shed to get onto the little concrete slab outside the shed.
This is a breakdown you're listening to. Carry
then on. Spend half an hour delicately trying to get the rake out of the shed without going into the shed because there's spiders in the shed, so I had to sort of fish it out, sort of leaning in. I didn't want landing on my head.
Yeah.
So then I had to run back with the rake, and I didn't notice my neighbour had come out to have a sneaky fag outside of his house, and I just went... All right. And then I put my foot right in it, because the only thing we really talk about is the fact he works nights. So I went, oh, you look tired, have you been working? And he went, no, I've got the day off.
Oh.
So I've basically gone, yeah, you look rubbish. You look really bad. Are you dying?
He probably came outside just to watch you. Oh, there he is. That's my mental neighbour again. Look. Oh, look, he's singing this song about the spiders.
The worst thing about the rain was that when I got stuck in my car on the way to Portsmouth, I stunk because I hadn't had a shower, because I refused to have a shower. Because I thought, I'm trapped in my house by rain. Mm. I refused to go into the one room in my house where I actively force water down onto my head.
You're right. That was the worst thing about the rain.
Yeah. I emailed Hull, but they're not bothered.
Well, they're concerned with people getting, like, lifted by helicopter and people having their houses ruined.
Yeah.
You've got BO.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I've run out of links. I can't get to the shop.
Wouldn't that been great? And a lighter sign to the flood. John Richardson has gone without links for 3 days.
It's a bloody disgrace. I stink to high heaven. My neighbour seen me the other day. I stink like...
I'll tell you what else wound me up is the people on the news. The people have been seriously affected, but yes. They always cut to one guy going, we've been on the roads now 7 hours. We've had no information. It's an absolute shambles. Yeah. What information do you want? Do you want someone paid to go from car to car going, you see all this rain? Yeah, the roads are knackered. See you later.
Did you see that? I don't know if they showed it on What the Week, because I haven't seen it, but there was a fantastic clip of a police car going through.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was wonderful. If you didn't see it, basically, there's loads of floods, and there are people kind of videoing the floods with their phone and stuff like that. From nowhere, a police car comes zooming past and just goes, yeah, and just like, you know, get out the way, and then goes into this kind of quite heavily flooded road and stops after about, what, 8 metres? And you can feel the camera shaking, and all these people go, ha, it's a really cool moment. I've just got emails.
Hot off the printer. BBC News 24. I watched that yesterday. Poor old Peter Sissons. He's good at news, but he's rubbish at News 24. He just didn't.
What's the difference?
Well, he has to be on all the time. You know, on news, he's used to someone in his ear going, now you're doing that, and now you're doing that, and now you're doing that.
Oh, they're still doing that, though, aren't they?
On News 24, they're going, hang on a minute, because we might have something. And, like, the people who've come into the news now know how to fill, but he doesn't know. He's a professional. So he's going, and you can see in his face, he's thinking, this isn't news. If you've not nothing, tell me and we'll play something.
But we don't need
They're leaving poor old Sisso stranded.
But that's the thing, you don't need 24-hour news. There isn't a minute that goes by that we can't be reminded of how woeful the world is.
And sometimes you want 24-hour news, though, because, like, I use it not to sit and watch all day, but if I have 5 minutes to watch telly, I need the news.
That's a fair point.
I don't want to watch tweenies again.
Really?
Sky Plus 2 Winnie the Pooh movies this week.
Jesus whips.
The Heffalump movie and Pooh's Easter Adventure, which had me crying. If there's a cuter cartoon creation than Roo, I have not seen it. Oh, what a little... I'd love a little Roo.
Right, it's time for the news.
It's almost time for the news.
I think we're...
Time to say that in the next half hour, we'll be doing the news quiz.
Well, in the next... There's every chance you'll break down. you've really lost it. You've really given a lot away. You've been in your bloody shed, looking for a rake you can't find, crying at spiders, and now you've been weeping at the telly. I'm worried about you, mate.
Do you know the worst thing I did this week?
Oh, yeah.
Which, we'll discuss this after.
Well, you can't say that, the worst thing I did. I killed an old lady. No, here's the news.
Because you're going to get all carried away, and we'll need to discuss it at length, because it was pretty bad what I did. But we'll discuss it after the news.
Right, you know what time it is, don't you, John? Who are you texting?
I can't tell you, mate. It doesn't matter, does it? I'm not needed for this bit. Go on, tell everyone what you did. Well, tell everyone the two things you did while the news was on.
I can't tell them that.
I left some very expensive fair trade chocolate out.
Oh, he's a good lad.
Do you know why it was left out? Because I went to get everyone coffees, because it's nicer with a coffee.
Were they fair trade coffees? No, they weren't.
And when I come back...
Did you hear that, Africa? Carry on, John.
As if you don't even believe in them. We've discussed this
before. I don't
believe
in Africa. Yeah. I've never said that.
I'll give Africa money if it comes round and asks for it, you said.
No, I have never, ever said
that. But they won't get in the taxi.
I sponsor a boy. My boy. Amondi Daniel. I've told you about that. £18 of
money. So I've left out... Blah, blah, blah. You're a very good man.
Hey, if you're listening, Amondi, because I think he's got a radio. How you doing?
Oh, he's got one of them wind-up ones that Trevor Bayliss travelled out there to give to him. All he can get on that is XFM, the poor sod. I left out some very expensive...
John Richard taking on load of road. Say sorry about Capital. Go on.
I left out very expensive fair trade chocolate. Go out to get everyone coffee so I can hand it round. Come back in and there's a big sweaty palm print on the wrapper and half of it's missing and you're going,
I don't even like it.
Well, I didn't nick it. It was a polar bear.
Then we have a chat with our guest, and you say, well, you'll be honest, you're going to win this week because John's getting right on my nipples.
I did not say
so
that.
So I'll just sit this out and occasionally say true or false. So let's introduce our guest.
Hello, Justin. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Lovely, he sounds a bit bullish today, doesn't he? I think we need to beat him.
Yeah, lovely.
he sounds well up for it.
Absolutely, that is the way to start a news quiz. Rock on and insult the person you're attempting. Nice. Justin, it's the only time I've ever heard that at the beginning of a quiz. Let's beat him. Let's do this. Right, first question.
There was that time on Blockbusters.
Oh, yeah, our mate did Blockbusters once.
Yeah, I'll have a pee, please, Bob.
Right, here we go. First question. I like you, Justin, a lot. You're fantastic.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Human? He used to say that to me.
He's
he goes
great. Did you hear
you,
that?
Justin.
No, he's brilliant. I said, I like you a lot. And he very quietly went, you're only human. He's fantastic.
I'll tell you what, Justin, he'll be all around you for 2 weeks, and then one day he'll just go, what, Justin who? And then you'll never speak to him again.
It's typical. So typical.
Oh, no, he's like a woman. Yeah, you and I, Justin, we could share some times together, you and I.
I'm off for it.
Over a beer.
Right, first question. Get that together. We'll do that question later. That's making me giggle.
Police in India.
Right, a man in Illinois has married a pot of jam. True or false?
Well, it sounds typical of them over there, but it's got to be false.
He's brilliant, this guy.
Them over there.
Well, I've got to go true, then.
It is, in fact, false. Okay. Rack him up, Justin. Well done. Second question. Armed police surrounded a car in Peterborough after reports of a masked criminal, but instead found a large stuffed toy beaver. True or false?
Toy beaver?
Yep.
That's true, isn't it?
True.
Well, then I go false.
It is false.
Oh,
there you
tense.
Go. A Chinese man whose clapping hands are nearly as loud as the roar of a helicopter is hoping to get into the Guinness Book of Records. True or false?
Well, I heard that this week. It's true, isn't it?
There you go.
I also heard that this week.
There you go.
It's also true.
CCTV cameras in York were not monitored at night because of a lack of staff for 9 months. True or false?
I'm going to say
true,
false.
True.
It is true. Rack them up.
Get in there.
A whale's penis is called a rod.
The term is Welsh penis, Russell. Have you not read anything?
A whale's penis is called a rod. True or false?
They've given it a name, have they?
Yep. They have.
It's got to be false.
False?
I go true.
It's actually false. It's really called a dork.
Get in there.
Yep. You probably should.
I like them apples.
Yep. There you go. He's slapping you.
I like pink lady apples as a preference. They're my favourite.
Not the best comeback. Bob Dylan is a massive fan of table tennis. True or false?
Oh, dear me.
This guy's great. What you're doing to people,
have
Russell?
Been, in the city, sort of youth club then.
I'm sitting in a youth club.
He says true.
No, he hates it.
Oh, John's right, it is false.
Can't stand it. We spent that time together in Beaver Creek. We weren't having it.
She's lovely, though.
He loves marbles, though.
In ancient Peru, when a woman found an ugly potato, it was the custom for her to push it into the face of the nearest man.
I.e.,
this potato is horrible. Take that, Douglas. She might cry.
Could I volunteer false?
Hang on a minute. Can you just actually run that question by me?
Of course I can. Of course I can.
Can you say question?
In ancient Peru, when a woman found an ugly potato, it was
the... Ancient Peru.
Yeah. I like that.
It's got to be true.
He says true. It is true.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
According to whom?
According to the ancient Peruvians.
Right, and you were with them this week, were you?
No, but I met one of them.
Good, they managed to get you on your mobile.
Yeah, that's correct, Justin. You're right.
I'll tell you what, he's like macking her a bad loser.
Yeah, correct. He's a good guy, Justin.
That's how you become a champion.
Oh, don't.
Only losers accept losing.
Suck eggs. It is illegal to sell dolls with three eyes in Belgium. True or false?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
It's false.
It is false. But here's a little extra fact for you. In France, you're not allowed to sell dolls without faces. And the final question, police in an...
L'étendard de trading.
If you like. Police in an Indian city are searching for a monkey accused of stealing a tourist spectacles. True.
What is the current score, Will?
Justin's got 6 and you've got 4.
Ooh.
Well, it doesn't matter, does
bear,
it?
No, bear in mind, Justin's got a question for us as well.
Okay.
So...
Who's winning?
You are the winning, my friend.
In one level, but I think you've made quite a fool of yourself on the radio.
Don't listen to him. Police in an Indian city are searching for a monkey accused of stealing a tourist spectacles. True or false?
Well, it's got to happen that often. It's got to be false.
False?
I'm going true.
It is true. My God, that makes it close.
Thieving monkeys.
So that, don't you dare. So that's 6-5.
Yeah.
And Justin, do you have a question for us?
I do. And it's, you know, it's quite, I'm reading the Racing Post today and... looking here, and it's just hard to imagine that this is... Well, anyway. Is it true or false? David Hasselhoff this year is going to be the official starter to this year's St. Ledger.
I think that's got to be true.
Well, I'm going to go false.
Of course it's false.
Yeah! Oh, slam. Well, there you go. Justin wins the quiz. 7-6, I believe. Well done, Justin.
7-6?
This week.
Oh, am I still on air?
You are. Why do you want to say some swears?
Can I say?
Yeah, I'm not still on air. No, I just thought I'd mention my band, the Fake Tan Phonies.
Okay.
We're playing later on this month in Grantham, of all places.
Lovely stuff. I knew there was a motive. Son of a gun. Well done, well done.
Cheers, gentlemen. Cheers.
Well, sir, look after yourself.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're just talking about Harry Potter. John is, how many pages in?
About 210, 230.
Lovely 230.
Stuff. You went and bought it at midnight, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
I thought it would be really funny to go, because they were doing it at my local Borders. I was going to go down at midnight dressed as Hagrid and push a load of kids out of the way, get to the front of the queue and got the cashier. God, it's exciting, this, isn't it? I've been waiting for months. And then put down a copy of War and Peace.
Absolutely.
And not buy anything else.
No, exactly. Or just get a Twix. Just something like that. Oh, I'm so hungry. It's amazing. It was really exciting. What was fascinating about it, it wasn't just, I thought it was going to be proper loonies. Like when I went to watch the very first, The Phantom Menace, I remember having a slash next to a bloke dressed as a Wookiee. Awkward.
In the queue?
No.
I bet it was.
I'm not a monster. But
I didn't think it'd be so busy.
But it was really weird. It was kind of... No,
I'm excited, though.
I don't... What? but, yeah, I was having a wee look, so Wookiee. And I thought it was just going to be people dressed up as Harry and Ron and stuff like that. But it was, you know, it was a mix of people dressed as Hagrid, a few sort of stray nutters, and very normal-looking people, very young people, very old people. It was great. And there was this huge kind of queue of people and lots of very drunk people just sort of walking past every so often going, He dies! Yeah. He dies! And then kind of walking off into the night, and then kept saying, and it was quite nice because there was sort of an air of geekiness in the queue, and people go, very good, very funny, Christ, did you hear that? And so there was a sort of an air of camaraderie.
You can't really get aloof and superior when you're queuing up at midnight for a children's book.
Oh, don't get me wrong,
I'm into Harry Potter.
It's a horrible
You can't be getting superior about it.
No, but you can't have a go at people simply because they're queuing up to read a book. It's just horrible. It's just that kind of such a loutish, thuggish, get a book, you know.
It's taking me ages to read because I keep laughing at it because there's like lines in it which, if you think like I do, sound very rude. Like there's a line very early on where they say, Harry, back in his room, was fiddling with his rucksack and then he posted two owl nuts through his cage door. I was down for about 10 minutes after I read that.
There's a cracking line for Ron where he's told to go tidy his room and he goes, oh, for the sake of Merlin's left saggy, and doesn't get to say it. And you're like, nice. Because he's... Have you seen the film? Absolutely brilliant. As always, Radcliffe lets it down. He's horrific. Ron and Hermione, brilliant. Genuinely funny.
What do you like about Hermione?
Well, I just think she's a fantastic actress. Right. I don't like her as much as our friend Daniel, who, when he used to watch the initial ones, used to make a fisting gesture at her. That sounds a lot worse, actually, but he would... How do you make that, like, one potato, two potato kind of gesture to your friend? That's what he would do. Now, halfway through the quiz, which was great fun, by the way, John, you made a preference for Pink Lady Apples. We've had a text in from Jerry Nottingham, who says they're very expensive, though, John.
Yeah, well...
She says, John, I put them through as Golden Delicious on the self-serve counter in
Astor. Oh, it's people like you that ruin it for the rest of us.
I knew this would come.
Now I'm not
peppers as well, John, she says.
Peppers? Yeah. As Golden Delicious apples?
Yeah, anything cheap, she says.
Get away. Go away.
And she's a woman, John.
That's why I feel the eyes of suspicion on me when I'm scanning my goods.
Yeah, that's because you don't wear pants in the store.
I'm scared to use that self-scanning thing because of people like you. I don't want some broody woman coming over and going, here, what's that? You put through 3 onions and you've got 2. And I've gone, well, yeah, I just wanted to put some back in the system. I'm willing to pay more because of people like Joe in Nottingham.
Here, are you trying to trick the robot?
Although, saying that, I like Pink Ladies, but I've got Cox in front of me now. I've got a Cox's apple on the desk. I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest. They're such lies they write on bags of apples.
That really annoys me.
It says crunchy and delicious, and they're not crunchy. They're too hard. There's a difference between crunchy and hard.
Hey, there was
and I've got a big bag of cocks to get through.
Did anyone see that coming? I didn't think I saw that coming.
I genuinely meant it. I've bought a bag of them. I don't want them.
You just want to say it again. And I've got a bag full of cocks. I don't know what to do with them.
I didn't say it like that, did I? I said I got a bag full of Pink Ladies.
Well, that's just as bad. I've got a bag full of cocks. I should have to give these cocks to my mum. That's what you want to say, isn't it?
I can't. My mum lives too far away. I'd send them in the post. They'd get battered.
You'd have battered cocks. I'm going to have to throw these cocks out of the window at passers-by.
Oh, don't pretend you're not enjoying doing it, pretending to be me.
I am a little
grin on your face. Oh, honestly, John, I don't know why you do these jokes.
Oh, you did that this morning.
Here's half an hour of jokes that you might do. I'll perform with a big fat smile on my face.
Now, here's a story that I read in the news that reminded me of you, right? A Bosnian man has written to all his friends to complain after only his elderly mum turned up for his funeral.
How has he written to him to complain then? If he's dead.
This is it, John. Amir Vahabovic, 45, faked.
Who?
That fella. We'll call him Mr. Amir. He faked his own death. He's 45, just to see how many people would attend.
Well, someone's been watching Friends.
He then watched from the bushes as only his elderly mum turned up for the burial in the North Bosnian town of Gradiska. In the letter to the 45 people he invited to the burial, he said, "I paid a lot of money to get a fake death certificate and bribe undertakers to deliver an empty coffin. I really thought a lot more of you. My so-called friends would turn up to pay their last respects. It just goes to show who you can really count on." What a fantastic story. What a nutter.
Who'd have thought a man who's obviously a bit of a knob wouldn't have that many friends?
How'd you bribe an undertaker? How weird is that?
Just WWF from the late 1990s. You go through Paul Bearer if you're not.
Were you into wrestling?
Yeah, big time.
Were you?
Yeah.
What was your name? Did you have a name?
Well, when we played wrestling, I was British Bulldog.
Were you?
R.I.P. He's dead now.
Is he?
Davy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Who did you wrestle with?
Steroids. All my mates. Lee, Sheldon.
Oh, Sheldon. We heard about him a few weeks ago. He's the bloke that sings about God, isn't he?
He was Ultimate Warrior.
Was he?
Well, it was easy because he had face paint on anyway.
Right.
Lee was Yokozuma. He was bigger as a child.
let's keep this running. Did anyone else send us in your wrestling stories? That moves us quite nicely into board games, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You can text us in 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with the kind of fun little quirky things you do to while away the hours of tedium that sometimes life can be. But specifically, if you've got any fables about wrestling, then we'll read them out. It could be fun. I only wrestle with my dad, but I spoke about that...
And you said that as if to look at me, as I'm weird. Yeah, I only wrestled with my dad.
No, I spoke about it a few weeks ago.
You freak.
No, but I spoke about it. I didn't, you know, get my Bible basher mate round and have a wrestle with him.
He wasn't a Bible basher then.
Well, he is now, though, isn't he?
I don't know anymore.
So you beat him up so badly, he turned to the Lord.
I was pretty handy.
That's a death move. Yeah, take that to God. See ya. You look a bit like the lead singer.
Of
the Kooks.
Of that fat one.
No, he's not fat. He's got curly hair. He looks like he needs a wash.
Who am I thinking of? The Magic Numbers.
Yeah, you don't look like him.
Yeah, that was a joke. Backfired.
Yeah, well, we were on...
Sorry, everyone, all right.
We're on about the Kooks. Why did you bring the Magic Numbers into it? He's a lovely bloke.
If I'd have thought of it quicker, it would have been a joke. You went, you look like the lead singer, and I was going to go, what, from the Magic Numbers?
Well, you're not fat, you're curly. And
that's that's why it's a joke. If I actually looked like him, it wouldn't have been funny.
I'm saying you look a bit like him. You could, you know, we could do that. Have you ever got bored with your life in Swindon from finding rakes in your shed? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but we could knock out that fella at the Kooks.
Right.
And then you could be the lead singer.
Right, there are a couple of other obstacles.
What? I can't see anything.
I don't know any of their other songs. Hey, I don't even know most of the words to that. I just know, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, that's fine. For live, people, he's so enigmatic live now. He doesn't sing the words. He gets the audience to sing it. They've got to that stage. So you could just rock up and go, hey, I'm from the Kooks, uh-oh, and then do it.
Uh-oh.
Not uh-oh, that's very different. If you just walk on going,
uh-oh. I don't know what I'm
saying. Yeah, exactly, that's a bit weird. If you just walk on and love me in your own feculence, don't do that.
Right.
That could be good. You could get the groupies.
I've been doing that at previews. It doesn't work.
How about that? That'd be great.
Right.
If you could be in any band, what band you been in?
Bon Jovi.
Why'd you do this? Imagine you as Bon Jovi would have been very different. Just coming down on one of those kind of extended, you know, the... You know, when they sort of...
Living on a bypass.
Isn't that what they do when they, what's that thing when they bring it down?
A zip line.
Yeah, a zip line. Oh, that'd be great. Just you coming and go, whoa, we're halfway there.
Yeah!
Nice.
Who would you be in?
Who
band-wise,
I'd like to be in the Strokes. That'd be fun.
Right.
Yeah. I know a lot of their stuff. That's about it. I'd quite like to be Rufus Wayne, right?
You'd like to be in Rufus Wayne?
I didn't say that, John.
That's the answer to the question I asked. I said, who would you like to be in? And you said Rufus Wayne, right?
That's simply not true. I've never met him.
Russell Howard, I'm sick. Oh!
Oh, is that what happens, is it?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you clearly do. Now, we're doing board games. Go on, what have we got?
Go on, what will you do this to me? Every time I watched you all through that song, thinking, I wonder if he's going to ask me if I've got any. And just at one point he just went, have we got any? What if we haven't, Russell? What if we haven't?
Well, it's because you fold them away all neat and tidy.
Look at this, got a lovely bit of stuff going. Simon has emailed in. He's in. Where do you think he is?
I don't know, but what does Simon...
I'll give you a clue. Simon!
Wales. And what does Simon say?
Simon says, a board game I always play is to plan an escape route from any room I'm in if I need to quickly escape the building. This started in a lesson in school called Enrichment. That made me angry when I read that. Kids doing a lesson called Enrichment. Oh, it's so 21st century, isn't it? Just trying to make the kids better. We'll teach them stuff. Which we were forced to attend that was neither enriching or actually meant anything. My friend Hannah and I would plan our escape every lesson, but sadly the opportunity never arose to try our death-defying leaps out of windows. Sorry, Simon. Well, hopefully one day you'll get trapped in a burning building and all this research will be put to use. Love to your relatives, and that's Simon in Cardiff.
Well, you've really ended that email on quite a bad tone there.
Go on.
There was a good article that jumped out of a window. Called Gary Smith.
Right, had he researched or did he just freelance it?
No, he was mad.
Right.
He used to play in the skip and invent stuff. We had a big... Him and there's another kid called Rostel. And there was
Rostel?
A big, no, I'd never found out his first name, but he was mad as well. But they used to just play in the skip and make stuff. And it was that awkward thing of... Because they were so obviously mad, like screaming, and but they were making quite cool stuff like robots and tractors and stuff like that that always looked a bit like Coke cans tied to each other. But I found them quite intriguing. But yeah, he jumped out of a lesson once. He just went, oh, I'm hating this, I'm not enjoying it, and just jumped out and then walked off. He's quite
ground
cool.
Floor.
Yeah, but right. He just jumped
less
out of the window.
Less dramatic gesture, that, isn't it? That's more climbing out of a window.
That's still pretty cool, though. He just kind of like just jumped out the window, and everyone's like, it's such an act of rebellion, because you're going with him in your heart. You know, you kind of go, there you go.
Oh, I wouldn't have been. I'd have been grabbing hold of him in my heart.
Really?
Get back here, sit down and learn some stuff. You'll be glad of it in 10 years.
No.
Think ahead.
Oh, yeah, as if you thought like that. Think ahead.
You put this on your job application here, Mr. Rostel.
Yeah, I haven't got a first name.
Okay. It says here you haven't got any GCSEs, but you did once jump out of a window.
Yeah.
And you'd like to be the store manager. Well, I'm afraid...
What kind of job interview is this if you're
informal.
Sat there going... Yeah, exactly.
Les Dennis has gone into store management now. He's fallen on tough times.
Lovely stuff. Any other board games we got?
Yes. Good morning, Russell and John.
Hello.
I invented a game a while ago with my friend called Scribble. Both players take a word of the same length, usually their name, and try to be the first person to write the whole word and slam down the pen shouting, Yippee, I've won.
Okay, well, should we do this? We've both got to write down... let's get a word I can spell.
Pig?
Well, pig's going to be fairly easy.
Chocolate-snuffling dirt beast.
Okay, chocolate-snuffling dirt beast.
Wait. You have to spell it right, though.
Yeah, I will. Right, ready?
And are you doing joined-up handwriting?
I write how I write, John.
Oh, he's just going to draw a
Hang
line.
Hang on, what is it? Is it chocolate-snuffling...
Chocolate-snuffling dirt-beast.
Okay, Will, you say when?
When?
This is great radio. Oh, no, I've put my hyphen in the wrong place.
Finished!
Oh, let's have a look at it. Has to be legible. Oh, that doesn't say anything like it.
It's
well, no hyphens.
No, yeah.
It spells chocolate snuffling clip beast, which is a very different thing. I've made a spelling error there.
I can smell tuna fish.
Yeah, I can.
I had a tuna fish sandwich this morning, hours ago.
Why did you say tuna fish?
Tuna fish.
I can smell tuna fish.
There are certain words that you have to say in a certain way. Tuna fish is one of them.
You sound like you were in a sort of self-help group there, and everyone else had said their problems. I can smell tuna fish. anything else? I can just constantly smell tuna fish. We've had a very weird text in from Kate.
Oh, it's Rife.
John, please, this is not good radio. People are listening.
Oh, we've just written words down live on air. Don't be having a pop at me.
Did you just say ock?
I don't think
so. You just said... Did you hear that? It was great.
Check it out and listen again, listeners. But it's the last week, you might as well, because we're podcasted from next week.
We are. But what was interesting, I'm pretty sure I said this is not great radio, and you went, ock, earlier on.
Ock, jeez!
Oh, don't do that. Every time we do that, we lose all our Scottish listeners. They get really annoyed.
They love it.
They hate
it. It's the only bit of the show they identify with.
What are you... They're not...
I don't understand.
They don't do that, John. We can't do that. If you're listening in Bonnie, Scotland, top of the morning to you! No, Chris, you can turn that six music off, by the way.
Hey!
I'm going to have me a square sausage and have done!
Until that Ged McGed comes on, he's good.
Right, Kate in beautiful Barrow has sent in a text that says, are you a Teletubby? That's to you, John.
Let me just check. No. Just the six-pack down there.
Nice. We were talking about wrestling earlier. We've got some... had somebody said, in fairness, wasn't John's wrestling name Big Boy?
Oh, yeah, it was, back in more contentious times.
Yeah, that's when you were going to have a fight with somebody.
Yeah, let's set me up another fight.
Like, well, you know, we could beat that bloke out of the Kooks up and then you can nick his band. And apparently his girlfriend...
I don't want to be in a band.
Oh, listen to this.
I have enough trouble turning over material as it is. Imagine having to do the same stuff every night. Oh, you'd get tired of it, wouldn't you?
Kook's bloke, you, Luke, which could be you, right, used to go out with Katie Melua. Who you're a fan of.
Well, so call off the search.
Absolutely. So, babies, we knock out this Luke fella, we rock you up, and then before you know it, you and Katie are doing sort of duets.
We can't be together, Katie Melua and I.
Really? Go on, why is that? What have you done?
What's that song there? How many is it? 9 billion bicycles in Beijing or something? She says there are 9 million bicycles in Beijing, and then she says that's a fact. That's not.
Yeah, you are, she sounds all right. She sounds
it's an
like
an estimate at best.
No, that sounds like one of the questions from my quiz.
To be fair, if there are exactly 9 million and she's counted, then she's the perfect woman for me. But if she's just guessing, I can't be doing with that. What's the beer situation, Katie? There are 3 beers in the fridge. That's a fact. I go there. There's no beers. Someone's going to the shop and it's not me.
Absolutely.
It's chucking it down.
That's a very different song she recorded originally. Just kind of, there are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. Prove it!
Yeah. One.
You've had a dull day, love. Get me a beer.
Oh, well, I got drunk this week and watched Closer, which is what I watch when I want to get angry at relationships.
Well, there's a phenomenal sentence in that.
Well, let's not say it.
Oh, but what a bit. That's the bit when you go, they are all like that.
1-0.
They're all like that. Watching in the cinema, that's a bit when you can feel the... It's such a lovely moment, because it's kind of normally when you're watching a film at the cinema, there's unifying moments where everyone go, oh, that's just, you know, and it's lovely, but that's just such an aggressive moment when you kind of go,
And that's a warning to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched it on DVD, but as I was watching it, I got drunk, and by the end of it, I thought I'd watched it on TV, so I enjoyed it so much I went upstairs and ordered it off the internet.
Yep.
Having just watched it on DVD, so now I've got 2 copies of it.
On a lighter note,
buying things when I'm drunk, and I bought Pan's Labyrinth. I can't even remember doing it. You shouldn't be allowed to buy stuff. There should be a breathalyzer on your computer.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, there's a big problem. A lot of people have been buying. There's a when I was in Ireland, a place called Lahinch. There's an internet pub. They don't have kind of internet cafe. They have an internet pub, and people were getting rat assed and then making their way over to eBay and just waking up the next morning, and go, oh no. Well, that's me with a speedboat and just buying inane stuff.
Checking your email first thing in the morning and it just says, your iTunes receipt. Oh, Jesus. Heffalumps and Woozles album.
But it's such a middle-class hangover, though, isn't it? Really go, oh, God, what have I bought on iTunes now? It could be worse.
A Magritte.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Christ, more work by Paulo Coelho. I was off my box. It could be worse. You could be waking up in a skiff and you've vomited the words help.
Yeah. As it is, I've just written it on my chest.
There is that. Hey, it's is this our transporter?
No.
It's not. Is this your... or is this just a song we're playing?
This is just a song we're playing. Wow. We thought we'd try it on the radio. Well, slip a few songs in, see what happens.
Well, no,
for the listeners.
I say that, John, because it's more cheaper.
It is more cheaper.
And, I mean, they have been knocking around for a while, John.
About 98, we reckon, didn't
we? Reckon about 98, yeah, yeah.
They made that stupid programme popular with all the kids on an island. If they hadn't got that more tuba track, that series never would have taken off.
Brilliant.
Terrible telly.
Brilliant telly.
I mean, I like beaches. I spend most of the year on one, but now somehow I'm on a beach and getting angry about it. Maybe it's because it makes better telly.
Just go away. Get out of my face.
I'm having a beer. Oh, no, I've had...
Castaway, is it called? Shipwrecked? Shipwrecked.
Shipwrecked, it's called.
Terrible telly.
Phenomenal telly.
Let's get people you wouldn't want to even be in Sainsbury's with and put them on TV for a month.
Mmm, but the weather's lovely, and they're wearing bikinis. Somebody has sent us in a text, it's quite funny, actually, that says, you guys never read my text out. Please say hi to me so I know that you don't fake text like the BBC fakes everything else. That's love from Pickle. 2 kisses, one of them's bigger than the other. Dirty Pickle. Don't we know what that means? What? One kiss bigger than... That means initial kiss and then proper kiss.
All right.
It means stuff like that. Now, we've had...
Why are you pointing at me and laughing?
Because, we had the accusation earlier that we're like a married couple.
Yeah, someone said like the odd couple.
Yeah. Someone's had a slap at you as well, love. Listen to this, right?
Not for the first time.
John, he says, this is from James, you just said more cheaper. This is a blatant flat of comparative and superlative rules. Cheaper would have done. Love to your foot, James. Deal with that, John.
Well, what I actually said was more cheaper.
Yeah.
As in the name of the band.
Yeah.
But I think that's a joke. He's saying, oh, you said more cheaper. You'd never say more cheaper. You got really angry, don't you? Oh, I can't believe we've got pedants listening.
Oh, we got loads of the buggers. That's that bloody grammar thing we did ages ago. It's like all the mentals who text in because
he's in a right narc this week.
No, it's just all the mentals.
What's wrong with him?
I'm
sick of listeners. Why do I have listeners texting in?
I like listeners. I don't like the people who go, oh, I've seen a bloody hand dryer. Have you really?
Oh, yeah, we'll text that in now. Everyone who's seen an Airblade this week, let's see if we can finish him off.
Text us in if you've seen something magnificent rather than you've washed your hands.
What do you want them to have seen? A child singing Nessun Dorma on a meadow at 6 o'clock in the morning?
If you've seen that, text in now, 64046. It doesn't have to be Nessun Dorma, it could be anything.
I wonder Nessun's frigging Dorma, and if you're singing at 6 o'clock in the morning, text in Airblades. They're the things that make the difference. You
what?
Wouldn't know because you don't wash your hands.
They don't make the difference.
Yeah, they do. That's the whole point.
No, going to the what? Toilet. Of life, washing
oh,
your hands.
God, toilet is a mundane activity.
Yeah, so I mean, just half do the time, get out and then, you know, have some fun.
Oh, what are you going to have fun doing? You're just in an airport waiting room. You had a little bit of fun. Fun comes out of nowhere. You don't expect it.
Absolutely.
I didn't expect to enjoy that hand dryer, but I really did. You can't make fun out of it. You can't just decide to
but
enjoy
it. But you go stuff. Looking for them like some lunatic.
I don't go looking for them. I recommend that other people go looking for them who've never used them.
That's weird, mate.
Until you've used them, you don't know how good they are.
I'll use them one day.
No, you won't, because you don't even know when you're going to the toilet half the time. It creeps up on you like a thief in the night.
Yeah, but that's the same with everybody.
Could you pass me... Oh, well, you've been.
No,
have you, Russell?
Not true,
yeah.
Not true. I've only done that once.
Don't matter.
Only...
Once?
Yeah.
Once.
You did
look
that.
Look me in the eyes and say once.
I've only done it once.
You've...
Okay, how about this? There's photographic evidence that you've done it while you're out with your mates in Bristol.
Wrong.
Not wrong at all. I've seen the photos.
Of me wetting myself.
Yeah, you're in the street.
When?
You're with Phil and your other mate.
Yeah.
You laugh so much, there's wee all down...
No, what yeah. you've seen is the picture of Adam when he stayed at my house and fell asleep and I tipped water all over his crotch so that he thought he'd wet himself when he woke up.
False, false.
You're just making up pictures from my history now. I've seen a picture of you with Henry VIII
I have.
Eating a Burger King.
No, but I've seen photos
you
of you.
You haven't.
I have. I've
there's
seen
no
photos
picture
of, you.
Of me. I've never wet myself in
there
public.
There's a section in your photo book called Slash Corner...
Oh, this is just such... you're just too comfortable lying.
Various images of you wetting yourself.
No wonder you don't enjoy life. Everything about your
How
life
do you
is
know
a
I
lie.
Don't enjoy life? I enjoy life, you crazy lunatic.
You just said, oh, I
enjoy
don't
life
enjoy
more
hand
than
dryers.
You. Yeah, because that is a life. How is that
That's
life?
That's real life.
No,
you're
it's
going,
not.
Oh, I've just seen a unicorn in the toilets. Because you just lie about stuff. Oh, I've seen a unicorn. Is there really a unicorn?
No, there's not.
There?
I've never said that. I've never said.
Oh, but I've pissed myself and taken a picture of it, have I?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Complete lie.
No, it's not.
Complete. Lie.
Now, we've had the first text ever in about a Dyson Airblade that I'm intrigued by. Someone has sent their text that they saw one at Toddington Services on the M1. Good services.
I hated it.
Do you? Oh, yes. I'm a fan of the Toddington. No. How about encouraging... that? The reason I'm a fan, obviously, is because we do stand-up. We travel all around. We don't specifically travel to service stations. How
Sometimes
about,
we do. Yeah. It's pretty much what I did on Friday night.
How about...
5-hour round trip to Membury.
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
Shut up, balls, ladies.
Dyson Airblades, Toddington Bloody Bar. How about, they say, encouraging listeners to stick Six Music stickers on them as an urban advert for your show? Love all. Now, we've had a bit of a think about this. I came up, what we should do instead is just write in Tippex or a similar pen, just write the words Loro. On the Airblade.
I tell you what, it's not a day to lose your programme, is it? £10.
But which is like an urban way of kind of going, you're in the gang, just writing the words Laura. But then John said...
I don't want them getting graffitied, because the whole point of them is that they're spectacular, and I don't want to promote them being ruined.
Yep.
So, what are we going to do, Russell?
Well, I say, what you suggested was we could get a little... If there was a way of getting a little sort of... picture of Mark Lawrenson into a sticking form that we could download. You know what they do in The Sun every so often when they hate someone and they go, here's a turnip, put it on your red and you could be that turnip. We could do that, but in a good way. Get a little kind of image of Loro, shove it on the Dyson.
Yeah, so we'll put a Mark Lawrenson picture on the website, print it off, stick it in your car and just carry it around. And if you see an Airblade, just blue tack it so that there's no permanent damage.
But then it's not sticking, is it? Then someone will just grab it off. You know, if we just write on it, and just put Loro, then there's a mark. Put it in with a knife, right?
No,
just
don't damage the Airblade.
It was stabbing them, but then we know people are looking at them. Otherwise, you know.
But we don't want to promote people stabbing things we like. Otherwise, Loro's going to have a nasty accident.
That's a fair point.
That's your take.
you had, actually.
So we'll put it on the website.
Yeah.
We've had lots of emails about hand dryers, but you don't like them because it's people saying that I like hand dryers and you get angry about it.
Well, go on then, let's rev me up.
I once made my friend text me from Stansted Airport at 4 a.m. to confirm my suspicions that they had an accelerator there. The text woke me up, I had to get up and walk to the other side of the room to stop it beeping, but it was worth it, because he'd actually sent me a photo of it. It's the little things in life.
Yeah, but that's more about the fact that they're in love with each other, and they haven't got the courage to admit it to each
other. Well, that's from Dean.
Yeah, Dean and his mate, but, you know.
It's from Claire.
Yeah, it's from Claire and Dean.
Claire and Russell.
Yeah, so they clearly love each other. And that the intimacy is born out for the fact that they're sending a lovely little quirky text message. It's got nothing to do with Airblades. Next.
Well, no.
Yes.
We went to see the Airblades.
It is, isn't it? Oh, I got a text for... You get a text 4 a.m. from someone you hate saying, I've just washed my hands. You're not going to be happy.
It doesn't say that. It's a picture of an Airblade.
I've just washed my hand on a really flash Airblade. This is it. Oh, it's 4 a.m. I was having a dream about unicorns. Thanks, Dean.
We were having a lot of texts, let's say that, from people saying, stop arguing.
They were,
it's
yeah.
like when Mum and Dad split up again.
Yeah. Well, you just get me so cross with this Dyson talk. That's why I did that carrot cake thing.
We went to see the Airblade on Kim's birthday before seeing Russell in Wimbledon, but they charge £5 to get in a 100 crop. Where else can we go?
Right.
Disappointed lovers of the Airblade. All right, guys, don't have a domestic. Just kiss and make up so you don't resent each other for the rest show. I ain't kissing that. I still haven't seen an Airblade yet. However, I discovered a PHS Ultra Dry at the bowling alley in Ashford. I only went bowling because of the belter you played last week.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That is good.
That's great.
Heaven knows what you'll do after the belter this week.
Yeah, Christ.
Airblade spotted in Wimbledon Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Engineering miracle, says Mark, nursing a hangover in Merrow.
Well, here's the thing. I'm in Wimbledon on Tuesday, so I'll try it then.
All right. We'll go to the shopping centre in Wimbledon.
I will do.
And put a Mark Lawrenson sticker on it.
I'm going to stab the words Loro in it. You know, I'm going to get me a blade and I'm going to stab Loro on it.
Just use the Airblade. We don't need actual weapons.
Listen to you. What a lovely moment. Just use the Airblade. We don't need weapons.
Well.
There you go. Someone saw something fantastic this week. How do, Russell and John, they say, a brilliant thing my friend Joe saw this week was a new BMW floating in a rain-filled railway dip whilst a cheeky wag of a boy played the last post on a trumpet.
So that's brilliant, is it?
I think that's funny.
So you're not allowed to light hand dryers, but someone who's probably taken out a loan to buy the car they've always dreamt of and then had it wash away in a stream, that's funny, is it?
Fair to say, if they live in Teddington, they haven't taken that car out on a loan. It's a very affluent area. Now, this is quite bad, right?
Now it's an effluent area.
Lovely stuff. Oh, beautifully put. It's a pun.
God, that's good.
Parsons, are you listening?
Oh, you're feeling it. You're feeling it, Six Music.
Oh, well,
you still better smell that joke when Stephen Merchant comes in at 3.
I'll tell you what we are doing now. Now that you've just said, are you feeling it? Are you feeling that? What we're going to do is we're going to record that and have that up so that next week, whenever you say a pun, I can pop that on.
I don't usually do puns.
Oh, no, you're not really into them, are you? Now, this has come to my attention, John. Listen to this. How upsetting is this? Now, as you know, big fans of Laura on the show.
I suppose you pays your money, you takes your chance, doesn't
and he, exactly. And we're actually in negotiations to try and get him like a weekly part of the show where he's going to do film reviews. But what I was really disappointed to see, and we had an email in from Rick Brinkhurst, who's found a selection he's found a selection of groups on Facebook that are as follows. Mark Lawrenson, Marry Me Ronaldo group. Great. Bit of a laugh. Happily join. Mark Lawrenson is a douchebag. Not such a fan of that. If 1,000 people join this group, Reese Hughes will kill Mark Lawrenson. We're not allowed to say this.
I just didn't think it was a good idea to read that one out.
Oh, really? No, he's clearly not going to do it, is he? And I want to smash Mark Lawrenson's face in with a truck repeatedly. Now, the idea we had...
Read that one out, that's fine.
Well, no, it's horrific. But what we're going to do is we're going to counteract this negativity by trying to get somebody to start up a Facebook site.
Yeah, we would do it ourselves.
Called Loro and Airblades.
Right.
So we can, there we go, we'll celebrate all the things that are wonderful about Dyson Airblades and Mark Lawrenson. And if we can get photos of Loro enjoying an Airblade or maybe quotes about...
Imagine if he texts that in next week.
Yeah, exactly.
With his pants around his ankles.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just, you're right, Mark, what are you up to?
Drying them. I enjoyed this so much.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, do that. If anyone fancies doing that, that'd be wonderful. Now, it's the part of the show that we enjoy greatly. I hope you do as well. It's the Bot Watch sketches. Where are they this week, John?
Well, I don't know. I had a feeling last week they were going to end up on a train from just a little something you said.
There was talk of that. As you know, the robots were invented and they've had various adventures, John. They've been all over the shop. And this week, I believe, I'm not 100% certain, but I believe they're on a train. So let's hear about that.
Effluent.
When two friends were torn apart by differing degrees of professional success, they each found solace in replicated robotic versions of the friends they left behind. For differing reasons, these robots became separated from their human owners. Now, united by a search to complete themselves, will our heroes find their way home? As we join Botwatch.
Sonia, get me 2 tickets to London, care of the Eurostar. A vegetarian meal for Swampy here.
Thank you. Come on, Max.
I tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to break the monotony. I'm going to sing a little number.
Oh, fuff.
Mm.
Jumbot. Oh, you met the conductor and he says, oh, you can go up and ride with the driver. Why are your eyes doing that? You drunk all these drinkies?
Free bar. I feel good. Na 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 na. And you are a d***. Very good, Jumbot, very good. I'm my own personal gin machine. You're once, twice, and three times a d*** sucker.
Where are you going?
Ladies' box, of course. Friend.
No, that's irresponsible, that is. I won't let you go. Gross negligence, apart from anything else.
You don't even know what that means. Hey, let's play a game.
Game!
Yeah, right. I hold my breath whilst it's raining, and you do it when we're in the tunnel, starting from now.
Oh, Christ, here comes a tunnel already. I don't get no luck.
Not bad. Right, I'm off mingling. Who we got on this train? Let's start with Carriage B. How do s***dabbers? You're never banging her. Well done, lad. Enjoy it while it lasts, because she is leaving you. Love to your mothers. And the Carriage C. Hey up, fatty. You get a free upgrade because you're so fat. Hey, you're so fat, you ate the world on toes, you fat. No, it doesn't really work, does it? I've not thought it through, junkie. Hey, tell you what, right, I'll pop back and I'll slam you later. Love to your mother, assuming you didn't cover her in jam and eat her for breakfast, you fat fuck. I am the one and only. Nobody I'd rather be.
So the St. Paul's area is really up and coming.
What's going down in here then, princess?
Excuse me?
Pardon me for being rude. I am b***ed. Who are we talking about? Who's St. Paul? Hey, does this train have a titty carriage or what?
I'm sorry, titty carriage?
You know, titty carriage. Blum, blum, rubbity-dubbity. Massive poles, girls with more nipples than they have GCSEs, pointing their wobblers at you, and they're all like, no touching, and I'm like, you've paid me money, I've paid...
If you don't mind, we were talking about my new property.
Why didn't you say, I'm getting a house in London, mate? I don't care for it much myself, too much going on, very busy, but we're on a mission to find John Richardson.
Do you mean the comedian performing at the Pleasance Hut at 8:30 every night this August?
Nah.
Every night, I say. I mean, he's not even having a day off. I mean, Russell Howard's taking 3 days off, but he's on at the cabaret bar at
9:20. Yeah.
9:20. So I suppose you can afford to.
Of course, the podcast will be available for download at any time, though.
Yeah, of course, and that's available on iTunes and the BBC site.
Should be a good do, free and all. They could charge, but they don't.
I say, how lovely.
Yeah. Any road? Who's got a house?
Yeah, I got a house, yeah.
Good. Hands up. Who's got two houses?
I got two houses, yeah.
Hands up who saw me shoot him. Yeah, you won't be needing your keys now, will you? We got us a house. Best to take your wallet too, so as to make sure we can find the house and to eliminate the risk of any continuity errors later down the line. Russ Bart!
I win.
Yeah, well done. We're all very proud. Look lively, I've done it again.
Not more pearls is out of an old woman.
No, I killed again, which is bad. But I got to the house, which is good. So 15 all, really. We're better bounced. The pigs will be here soon. Let's shag ass.
If we get to the back of the train, we can jump out.
Come in. Hey, hang on. Junkie! You're so fat. Oh, f*** it. Tell me, have you got an email address? A web are you? Or a MySpace? You got what? You probably need a lot of space for yours, wouldn't you? Probably need MySpaces. There we go, that'll do. Love to your mother, you gross c***. Now, on three, jump!
Can we go on one? Only I can't count to three.
Fine. One!
Now, John, it's happened. It's finally happened.
I haven't checked. Oh, no.
Hi, I just created the Mark Lawrence and an Airblade Facebook group. Here it is. It's on the website, PS. I am the one that said I would put the Airblade in my How Technology Affects a School thing. Well, it was a competition where we went to Leeds Met and our team won. And I can't say all thanks to the Airblade article because I forgot to add it. Sorry, John. Tom Smith loves your fathers, he says.
Right.
Contentious.
Fair enough.
So there you go. It's we're supposed
so
to.
So we'll put a link to that on the website, shall we? To the Facebook group.
Yeah, we should do that.
Well, I think you've got to be on Facebook to join Facebook, haven't you?
Yeah.
So if you're not on Facebook,
we can't go there. We can't go to Facebook because there's weird stuff about us on there.
Well, apparently we found out this week there's a picture of you sodomising me in the studio. Facebook.
Fake sodomy.
Yeah.
It's not full on.
Yeah.
It's just a laugh.
No one's got those pictures.
No, exactly.
They never got those back from the pharmacist, did they?
No, we didn't. Yeah. What? That was a bloody weird weekend, that. Yeah.
Can't join that boots anymore.
Exactly. Who drinks that much eggnog?
Why does John look like he's cheering on the webcam while everyone else looks really bored?
Because he's probably...
Well, that's the effect I have on people.
He's probably going on about Dyson Airblades.
I have a lot of fun at their expense. That's just the way it goes. Hey, John, Airblades in the facilities at Wimbledon Centre Court Shopping Centre. Free Airblade use at London Eye Toilets. So you made this an issue. Usually I just do it as a little thing, and it's not supposed to be this important. We've made it a big thing by you.
We had a very, very interesting text in here that said... where's that one about somebody? Yeah, my brother... This puts a different spin on it, Jonathan. Right.
Don't call me Jonathan, I hate that.
Jonathan Richardson.
Russellden.
Jonathan...
It's not short for Jonathan.
Listen, Jonathan, Cecil Richardson...
Parkinson went to my school.
Did he? Mm. Is that what you're calling it? My brother is marketing manager for Dyson, so I'm trying to get him to listen to the show and hence maybe send you some thanks for your advertising, Ollie. So that's what it makes.
Thank you. I'm happy to have people thank me. I don't want any freebies for it.
It smells like you want freebies.
It doesn't.
Like...
I'm just promoting good technology where I see it. I'll also promote the accelerator and the PHS Ultra Dry 2. They're the best three hand dryers on the market.
Sounds like you're taking it in every hole from...
I don't like Dyson.
From Mr. Dyson as well as me.
As a company, I'm not a fan of Dyson. I'll say that now. But as a product, the Dyson Airblade could... Someone texted in as well to say if there was a Dyson Airblade in every toilet, there'd be no war.
Yeah, that's madness.
I think that's, you know,
really?
Probably fair. Let's set a few up round Iraq,
so that's
see what happens.
That's what Tony Blair should do when he becomes the Middle East peace envoy guy. Just rock up, here's a Dyson Airblade. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy.
This is from Britain.
Exactly, from Britain. And may I be the first just to write Laura there with a knife?
Yeah, big fan of the guys.
Yeah, big fan of the guys.
Funny.
Very, very fastidious guy, John Richardson. Really needs a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. sorry, that was really unnecessary. Have you got a girlfriend yet? Have you been going?
Sure.
You've been going to the gym to try and get one.
I did
you?
Go to the gym this week. Yeah.
Didn't you see her?
No, I just had a tour. It was quite quiet, but I wasn't going up there to go in. I've been too busy this week, but I'm going in tomorrow. I think.
What? To.
To the gym to do a full workout.
Look for some ladies.
Pec deck, ab scrab.
This is John asking you going to the gym, not where your nicknames were at school.
Oh, nice.
Here comes Peck Deck. Love to your mother. Right. Oh, a bit of Beatles coming up, John. Are you a fan of the Beatles?
Yeah, well, having played the Beatles, The Cure and The Clash in the last 20 minutes, I think it's nice to be promoting new music where we find
Ooh, lovely. And he was scratching his anus all the while he was saying
I was twiddling my pocket.
Well, that sounds a lot better. You're a pocket twiddler, and no mistake. Here he comes, the pocket twiddler. Well, earlier on in the show, if you were listening, right at 10 o'clock, you'll know that John was plotting a bloodbath. You wanted grasshoppers dead, and whilst it was raining...
I don't want them dead, I just want them out of my garden.
You said you wanted them dead.
I didn't. Oh, well, I hoped that they got drowned.
Yeah, it was just kind of dying,
apart from that.
Exactly, like all the monkeys did.
You can't even say that anymore.
You can't... You said
a list of things you can't say.
That was fantastic. You sounded like an old man leaning over a hedge. Of course you can't say that you wanted Frida Dawn, huh? Gone mad, Wilson, gone mad. Now, it was a grasshopper, actually, at a place called... What a phenomenal... Oh, that's it. Right, that makes more sense, right? Because he's just started the email, it was a grasshopper, actually, which is a fantastic way to start an email. It makes no sense. But before that, in the subject, he said, seeing something wonderful. He saw a grasshopper at a place called Elton Reservoir. He hasn't seen one since he was a kid. He was shocked that John wants to kill them. He then says this is lovely. I'm far too old for Facebook, but good luck with your campaign, lads. How lovely is that?
Yeah, we've got a member, Karen in Somerset. She's already joined.
It's so lovely, that. That's from Gary, and he says love to your mothers. I really like the idea that there's a, you know, good luck with your campaign. I can't join. It's too late for me, but I enjoy your Twitterings. It's lovely. So who's joined, then?
Karen in Somerset. I've just joined Laura on Airblades and Dyson Appreciation Society. Yay!
I tell you what, it's not a day to lose your programme, is it? £10...
If somebody can get a photo of the actual Mark Lawrison near a Dyson Airblade, then we really are in business.
Go on.
The only way you could do that, really, is if you kidnapped him and you force-fed him water until it, like, oh, I need to go. And we're like, well, I'll tell you where you're going. You're going to Wimbledon. And then you have to take a photo of him after he's had a slash. And then you go, right, you can go now. Oh, can I?
Oh, I've got a really cute image now of him tied up in the back of the car. He's going, but I need a wee.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind being abducted. I'm not angry. I just need a wee.
We've got to go to Wimbledon.
Well, why didn't I drink in the van en route? I'm busting it.
We stopped at Doddington. I've had Lucozade. I'd have got a milkshake if I'd known we weren't stopping. Daddy lets me stop. We've had an email in Brussels.
Oh, Christ, is it from Scotland?
Hey, morning, chaps. There are Dyson Airblades in the Business Design Centre in Islington. John, you're right, they're fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Love to your mother's from an airbladeless Glasgow.
Oh, Christ.
Colin's been back on, though.
No way.
Does anyone know of any airblades just north of the border in Scotland?
I can't help him, man. Well,
apparently
all
there's
the
none
people
in
of Scotland gone there. Just in one foul swoop. All our Scottish fans just click. We probably affected the national grid in some way. Just
that's Gordon Brown switching off. They didn't mind it at first, but that's too much.
How
a
many
bit of harmless jippery, I don't mind.
How many ping pong balls do you reckon he can get in his mouth?
Three.
Brown. Right, more. What we'll do, we'll kidnap Laura and we'll also get on a Brown and we'll just, what are you doing in the park, guy? You're right, Brownie?
Yeah.
Right, and you get at least six ping pong balls in his mouth.
Right.
Easy. Now it's belter time, John.
Ping pong! Gone too far, haven't
you?
If people texted
you
from
racist.
Other places, we do the
racist.
Voice.
What?
We just don't get any Welsh people texting in, or Irish people, or, you know.
We get a fair few Irish people texting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Text now.
Seamus here says... There you go. Bang goes Ireland. David. There's David here in Wales.
Oh, dear. Now...
I had one of the funniest moments doing a gig once. I was doing a gig in Cardiff at the Glee Club, which if you've never been, you should go. It's brilliant. And I was talking about using food during sex. Has anyone ever used? And normally people are very coy about that. So, you know, well, you know, I don't really want to speak. And this lady just shouted out really loud, "Carrots! Carrots!" Just roared it out. Like she'd just been waiting for that one moment. And I believe afterwards I might have, you know, suggested... Anyways, I can't really repeat what I said, right. But it ended with the phrase, look at me, I look like a hippie firework. Anyways, it's belter time, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this.
Oh, dear.
I've been very generous the last few weeks.
Oh, I'm not sure. We had that
trendy
bloody...
bands who've been at festivals.
We had that punk muck last week, didn't we?
Gogo Bordello.
You're right.
Yeah, that went down well, and that's... Now, this week, I picked it on Monday. I was in a bad mood. I thought, right, well, we're picking one I like... So, ooh,
did you say it out loud to yourself like that?
Probably, I don't know.
We're drunk, we're on iTunes, what are we going to do?
I said
we got a happy tune. No, we'll get a naughty tune for the boys and girls.
So, I mean, this is a mistake, I freely admit
that. Hang on a minute, are you still, like, wandering around it just wearing nothing again like you do?
Well, I've got my new dressing gown now.
Oh, yeah! Flipping it, that's honestly, if ever I wanted all our listeners to see a picture of John, it's that. I've never seen you wearing it, but it's that horrible kind of, like, really weird, like, leathery thing, isn't it? No,
it's
silk.
It's not leather, it's silk.
Oh, it's properly disgusting. It's really...
I have a leather dressing gown. I'm not weird.
Have you got a silk one? Yeah, exactly. It's
perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. Oh, silk dressing gown with Mark Lawrenson sewed into the back.
Yeah, the actual Mark Lawrenson is heavy.
Yeah. Now the Lawrenson site...
What happened then?
Now the Lawrence is out.
Well, shall I move you on from just staring at me?
You sound like Gwildor.
Well, that's fine. I look like a troll, according to someone somewhere once. I had a review from a man.
Oh, dear. Here we go. I had this on the phone the other day. Get ready, Nation. Right, Nation, pretend you're me.
I've always thought... Wait.
Pretend they're me. Rick. John. I'm putting them in the mood. Oh, there's a song in my head here. Come the lilt man. Oh, I don't want that in my head. Ring, ring. Oh, it's me phone. Oh, it's me curly-haired co-colleague, John Richardson.
Put that on divert.
I'll answer that in a minute. I'll let him ring once. Here we go.
I'll ring. I'll cancel it so it goes through to voicemail. I'm not phoning back, though. He can phone me again if it's important.
Here we go.
Just leave it in.
Oh, I'll speak to him now. Ring, ring. Hello, John. How are you?
Nah, forget it. I'll tell someone else. I had a review, right? says, oh, blah, 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 before it's even started on the gig.
This is a really genuinely horrific review.
I've always thought comedians should look a certain way, and I'm disappointed to say that John Richardson looks disappointingly average.
What now? There's so much wrong with that.
Entirely irrelevant.
As a review, that is just, that's absurd that you kind of go, what does he want? A fat man dressed as a clown?
I don't know what he wants.
Hey, whoo, how you doing?
He either wants a strippogram or someone deformed, and you're not allowed to just look normal.
That would be a phenomenal opener, though, wouldn't it, for you to wander on it?
Hey, what do you want, a stripper or someone deformed? Yeah. Anyway, I saw an Airblade the other day. Christ, it made me feel alive.
And then he's giving it all, oh, yeah, you know, I liked some of his stuff, but a lot of his stuff about being neat just reminded me of a few flatmates I'd rather have forgotten.
Well,
just because you made too much mess and I called you up on it, you stink bomb.
Ooh, right back at you, critic. Who did he write for?
I don't know, some turdy York-based website.
Yeah.
I live in York, so I have the right to judge people on a website.
www.knobheadsinyork, John.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Smells like a dork.
Yeah.
Which, if you listen to the quiz earlier, means Wales cock.
Yeah.
Not... Was it dork? Yeah, it was. we've had a Welsh text in, which is
all
pretty cool.
All right, go on.
No.
Fireman Sam, is it?
It isn't Fireman Sam, John. Do you want to try and read that out in a Welsh accent?
I can't see it.
Well, get to the screen then.
I can't, I'll be away from my mic then, won't I?
Hurry him up.
There are two constituent parts to radio, and one is a mouth and one is a mic. Someone else seems to have created the Laura and Airblades Facebook group and seems to be getting all the member joining, even though I created it first. Now there are two groups.
Rivals.
They're fighting each other. Well, I'm a little sad. And we'll probably
working with amateurs.
That's a fair point, Mark. Why can't they just join together?
Right, which text am I reading? Oh, I can't read that. That's in proper
it's
Welsh.
It's actually in Welsh. It's fantastic.
There's nothing wrong with this song. Shame on John for being so ashamed. You have to believe in your taste in music. I like it anyway.
It might not be in Welsh. It might be Elvish. You never know.
Pure dead Bewitch Barbour. I think that's what it says.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know Welsh, and you just said, I like dog's bums.
Oh, no. I read it too quickly. I should have read it a bit more. Araf.
Yeah. Araf is slow, isn't it?
Yes.
Gwans.
What are you pointing at?
That's not Welsh, is it?
Is it not?
Isn't it like poor dead brilliant, by the way?
Hey?
Scottish.
Oh, Scottish. Deceiving jocks. Lovely stuff.
They're getting their own back.
They
They're
really
forming
are.
An army.
It's fantastic.
Tell Mel Gibson we can make a film about this. Exactly. Braveheart 2.
And tell him easy on the gin before he reads the script.
You can take our accent, but you'll never take our wit.
That would be very nice, wouldn't it? We're going to make a film remake, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Spike Club.
Yeah.
Where basically I annoy John.
He goes around as my alter ego, knocking stuff and making it out
of exactly.
Sync. I shall mow the lawn. Where the bloody hell's me rake doing there?
Let the pieces fall where they may. Now, we've had a text in for someone who is Welsh. He says, you have a Welshman listening. We don't text him because we're saving money for more useful things like leeks and daffodil seeds. He says, big up the Welsh Valley from Tom Jones style, from Josh Evans, Welsh as ever, he says. Also, there's a bit of a problem going down with the Facebook sites. There's two Laura sites. Now, apparently the original guy, Thomas Smith, set up one, and he's really upset because a lot of people are going to the other one, so we don't know which one to pick. And there's giggling going on over there. Has someone found your review?
I don't know.
All right, okay.
No one's found my Apple, though, and they're still looking in the...
John's in a bit of a grunt. There was a bit of an incident during that song. I picked up his Apple and tried to catch it with my foot in a kind of a football
you
style.
You were doing keepy uppies with my Apple, which I'd brought in this morning. Yep. I've been saving that all morning, and you decide to kick my cocks at
12:30. Oh, dear.
Now my Apple's in the bin. Going on about the third world, now there's an apple in the bin.
Sorry, mate. You should have let me put your cock
in
there.
I should have what? Put my apple in my bag, just in case anyone runs past and decides to do kick-ups with it.
Well, it's just horrific.
That is the danger. I don't know how Mr. Kipling's got on all these years.
Well, he's probably livid now because his cock's in the slot. The Laura website is going great guns.
Have we still got two?
We've got two.
Right.
But I think the first one is started by Thomas Smith, who's a little bit annoyed because he says that we've made him sound like a sulky person.
Yeah, well, the way to deal with that is not by sulking a second time.
Absolutely.
Oh, now they've made me sound like I'm petulant.
Well, there goes that website. So that's
joking.
That's the beautiful thing about that.
I'm joking, Tomo. Smitty.
Smitty?
Yeah.
But yes, we should really get it down to one. Basically, it comes down to, do you prefer a photo of Lauro with
the tash or without the tash?
See, I'm without the tash. I think it brings out his face and makes him look a lot more kind of energetic.
Kissable.
Yeah, he just looks, with the tash, he just looks a bit, you know, there's a 70s thing, whereas with the tash, he's very much kind of, hey, hey! But with the tash, he's kind of, oh, I'm bored, I hate life. Without the tash, wah! It's like you when you sans beard, which I notice you are today, yeah.
Well, I'm not really. I have stubble.
All right.
I'm quite manly.
Now, we've had an email, because we're on about...
Just fancy an apple. Oh, no, it's in the bin. Go on, read the email. Dropkick it first, see if that makes it any easier to read.
It was an email from Carl. We'll just call him Carl. That's a tricky surname. He says it's about shopping. My nan did that once. There was where we used to live. There was a place called the Fords.
Right.
You know, kind of was a house named the Fords, and she walked past and went, the Fordes. Wonderful. Earlier on, you were on about what's that email,
John? Did you know you can actually purchase an Airblade and get it installed in your house?
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
Costs about £600.
Well, that's well worth it, that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get paid per week for doing this show, so why not, why not do it?
Now, oh, dear. I can afford some air.
It stinks of satire in here, doesn't it? Someone's asked if we want to do the breakfast show. One of us does. Now,
guess which one?
Carl sent in this lovely email. We were talking about you emailing in eBay and stuff like that, late at night buying stuff.
Oh, drunky wonky.
Drunk purchases. He said, in fact, he texted us for the last bit of the show with your best drunk purchases, 64046. He says, afternoon, chaps. On the subject of drunken shopping, I opened the fridge the morning after the night before and found a DVD of Cocktail featuring Tom Cruise sitting on top of the bacon. This mystifies me, and I should say that's bacon, not Richard Bacon. This mystified me, as I can't stand him. The supermarket should employ people to ask questions like, are you really, really sure you need this when you do a shop under the influence? All the best, Carl, P.S. Dad, dead answer, he says. That would be good.
Cocktail's great. Elizabeth Shue in that looks amazing.
Ooh, look at you!
Yeah.
You want to do it with the shoe? Do you like shoe
She's
people?
Fantastic. One of the first women I fell in love with, because it was mid-80s, wasn't it? I was very young when it came out. But,
yeah. God, did you put down the pillow for
her? A bit when he does her in the lake.
What? In the mid-80s, hang on, so you'd be... When were you born?
Late-80s, was it? Cocktail?
Hang on a minute. When were you...
88.
When were you born? Were you?
Well, spiritually, 1931. But realistically, 1982.
So you were born in 82, and in 1988, let's say, you were going, oh, that bit when he does her in the lake, that'll do for me.
Mummy, I should have chips today and put Cocktail on, I'm feeling funny again.
Put me DVD on. Winnie the Pooh? No,
not Winnie the Pooh. Give me food, put me DVD on and get out of the kitchen.
Didn't have DVDs.
Didn't have bloody DVDs.
In the 80s.
No, you didn't. All you had was a little boner in your gym jams when you were watching Cocktail.
Little.
All right.
Yeah, I used to go through a pair a week. A good film, that Cocktail. I don't like the bit when...
Oh, I've got a wonderful image in it.
Oh, have you really?
Dirty
swine.
Have you coming downstairs to your babysitter with ripped pajamas? You'll never guess what I've done, babysitter. Oh, you shall need donuts. You shall need donuts. To fling on, you see.
Oh. Like
playing hoopla.
Right.
You see? What did you think I meant?
I had no idea what you meant.
We were talking about John getting wood over Cocktail when he was about old 7, apparently, walking around. His mum used to call him Ever Ready, by all accounts. Oh, here comes Ever Ready, look. Morning, Mother. I shall not need a satchel. Just pop me notes there.
Here comes Poopy Pants.
All right. Why am I doing that now?
Do you want Cocoa Pops? Yeah, I've already turned the milk brown, Mum. Don't worry about it.
Weren't allowed Cocoa Pops as a kid.
Right, but you used to sneak them, though, didn't you? If you're listening, Mummy Howard, they used to pretend they were having a cup of tea and they'd filled the mug full of cereal.
We did.
And they were eating cereal.
I once did a bit of shoplifting that comes back to me every so often. Nicked a Cadbury's cream egg. I couldn't make my mind up as to what chocolate I wanted. So I plumped for the Curly Whirly, but I also nicked a Cadbury's cream egg from Tesco and ate it out of the, you know, like my pocket of my waxy jacket. That was horrible.
One of the funniest things I've ever done was to knock a cream egg out of my mate's hand. he was really acting up, and he was teasing me, and he was teasing me about the fact he had a cream egg. So just as he went to put it in his mouth, I knocked it out of his hand.
Did you do it with your boner after cocktail?
That's what happens if you interrupt me movies. Clunk. That's called smurfing.
How do you eat yours?
Yeah, that'd be great. What an advert. How do you eat your cream eggs? If it's like this, love to your mother. Thwack. What's your problem? Get out of my house. Now, somebody here, we were talking about shoes and the shoe people.
I can't remember.
How was I doing that?
I can't remember. You probably implied that I'd done something in a shoe and then you went on and...
I think it was something like that, but we've had a very interesting text in that says, my first serious girlfriend lost her virginity to one of the shoe people in a travelling production of the children's programme. She was 16.
Don't get yourself a serious girlfriend. Get one who'll have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It's all about laughter, isn't it? You have to laugh together. Ha 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 ha.
You have to laugh if you're banging a welly, I imagine. Yeah. It's very weird.
I bet it was the colonel. I bet it was the colonel.
Yeah. Apparently she left him. She left him for one of the Poddington Peas.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world, John.
Apparently they're soulmates. He nice. Caught them tonguing on the back of the bus.
That, it can go on.
Yeah. She was wearing...
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
She was wearing a nice lacy garment, done up to the nines, and he booted her.
Right, that's the end of the show.
Oh,
hang on, Adam's going to write a note. What's he going to say? It better not be a penis. You better not be drawing a willy. What are you going to write?
You've got another minute.
I've got another minute. Oh, okay. Excellent. Well,
if he'd have written that down, you might have thought, I've got a minute. How dare you?
My girlfriend
says it's perfect.
We've had an interesting email that says, Dear Russell, we'll end it with this. It's a lovely...
I'm not going to say we'll end it. That sounds bad. We're supposed to be podcasting next week. I know we haven't got on this week, but this isn't the end.
Dear Russell
Check
and John...
Check the Facebook group.
Stop it. Dear Russell and John, Dysons are noisy and ineffective machines which blow air too forcefully when one is cleaning. Delicate flower arrangements and fuzzy felt montages are often damaged beyond capacity... have nothing to do with the devil's vacuum cleaner. Steve Edwards, Birkenhead. It's been a lovely show.
Birkenhead!
Absolutely. Naturally, that's not true. Because I'm sort of vaguely into the Airblades now. Because they've been linked with Laura.
We'll do the thing. Check the website. We'll put a link to the Facebook group.
Facebook?
Yes, it's good. We've got to have a link for Facebook group.
What are you doing?
Put face for Mark Lawrence.
What are you doing?
So it can stick on Airblade.
Well, we briefly apologise. It appears the characters from the Dolmayo advert have rocked up and they're trying to take over. Right, I hope you had fun. Have an excellent Sunday. Hope the weather cheers up. Cheers up? Christ. Hope the weather gets better and you cheer up because of that, is what I meant to say. John, what are you doing later?
Watching Cocktail, getting me wang out.
Really? Okay. How about you, Russell? Reading poetry. Lovely. That's the end of the show. See you later.
Poop. BBC. 6 Music.